This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
All right, Chris Vernon joins us now from The Ringer. Hit it, Rockstar.
I've got to take this thing to a level that has never been accomplished before.
You got to get off Nick Saban's job.
The only black leprechaun I ever saw in my life. Anybody that's got little in front of their name and is a midget wrestler, I love them. I'm a hermit.
Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
Download and subscribe to his podcast at The Ringer. Watch his show. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Vernon Show. He's with us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline. What's up, Verno? How are you?
Yo.
I want to start with your Cowboys.
No.
Yeah, because you look, I mean,
Garrett, you're going to win this weekend.
Garrett will eventually get fired. Are you on board with this Urban Meyer, Dan Mullen talk?
Sure.
Yeah, you'd like that?
Why not? I mean, look, here's what we know about Urban Meyer. The guy, he wins football games, and he is a dead serious football coach.
Yeah, that's all he does is football. I mean, that's it.
Right?
Lives it, eats it, breathes it, drinks it.
Why not? And, you know, the guy that they have committed the most money to, they still got, you know, Amaria to decide on. Dak Prescott will eventually get his contract. But the guy that they have committed the most money to played for Urban Meyer in college. And Ezekiel Elliott,
yeah.
He did a pretty good job with him there. So, I mean, there is somewhat of a tie there between the offensive player they've committed to the most and his college coach. But, I mean, I see no reason why Urban Meyer – I mean, look, at this point, they could hire you tomorrow and I'd be happy.
Just I'm not Jason Garrett and you're cool with it?
Yes. You're right. Anybody. There's very few people. I was trying to think about this the other day. Is there anybody they could say is the coach? And I'd be like, oh, come on. I mean, I'd be hard-pressed. Maybe like somebody that's like been a mega loser. But Jerry Jones wouldn't do that.
Like the ultimate retread. Who's the ultimate retread, Lance? Give me an ultimate NFL retread that they can hire.
Marty Schottenheimer. Is he still alive?
I'm not sure if he's alive.
Marty Morningwig.
Marty Morningwig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron Rivera? He just got fired.
No, you'd want Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Ron Rivera's a bad coach.
I mean, he's been into a Super Bowl.
Hey, so, Verto, I'm not saying it for effect. I really, and this is not like a reverse jinx, I think you guys will win this week against the Rams. But even before this, let's just take a look at this season, losing four of the last five games. This is basically the same roster from last year. I mean, what has been the problem? I know Amari Cooper hasn't been the same Amari Cooper down the stretch that we saw in 2018.
Amari Cooper's obviously injured. For a couple of the games, they lost, you know, a few offensive linemen, and that takes a toll. Dak takes too many sacks. But it's been something different. You know, it feels like every game, unfortunately. And I do think that Jerry made a big mistake by coming out and blaming the coaches after the Patriots game, because it's like, bro, if you're not going to fire him, what are we doing here? Like, everybody sees that. Every player sees that. And so then, you know, it gets in everybody's mind, like, are they trying to get the guy fired? Because they are playing with no tenacity, right? They'll come down, they score at the beginning of the game, and then nothing else. But I read yesterday that the most missed tackles in the game this year was the Cowboys versus the Bears last week, 29 missed tackles. So, I mean, that's hard for me to blame the offense, right? I mean, they missed 29 tackles and couldn't get the job done. You know, it's been something different, and I do feel like once the wheels started to come off, they really came off. I have no idea why you have any bit of confidence that the Cowboys can win that game.
Chris Vernon is with us from The Ringer. Download and subscribe to his podcast there. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Vernon Show. He's with us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline. The weird thing is, though, because this is so weird, like in college, it's rarely the case that we hate the head coach, we love the coordinators, but the word is they love Chris Richard and Kellen Moore, and that those guys are going to be safe. I mean, some of the reports are those guys would be safe in a coaching change.
Well, I mean, I've always liked Rob Marinelli, who's the defensive coordinator. And I know that Richard's kind of been the guy that's come along and is now calling more of the plays or whatever. But I always thought Rob Marinelli was good. I mean, again, are you just going to put a figurehead in there? And that's what we're doing? and those guys are going to coach the offense and the defense, then what's the point? You might as well keep Jason Garrett, or at least just replace him with a computer. You know, because all you got to do is know when to call the time. I mean, you could replace him with a 12-year-old kid that plays Madden and tell him, hey, how about you don't run it, you know, the first two downs on 3rd and 7 and then take your shot to the end zone. You know, I mean, like, honestly, like, the stuff that drives me crazy that Garrett does are what I find to be basic concepts that you could learn from playing a friggin' video game. I mean, again, I don't sit there and say, I watched that Belichick Saban thing the other night, and I understand how the frustration of coaches. I'm not telling you I could teach someone how to play football, how to take a snap, how to throw the ball, how to do all these things, right? What is totally plausible and understandable for even the average fan that wants to take the time to understand it is game management. That's not – the game management stuff, when to go for it, when not to go for it, you know, what kind of play calling should we do at this moment? Like, that stuff, to me, I don't know. Like, you don't have to be some wizard. You really don't. Because we all sit there and go, what are you doing?
Hey, Verno, our Cowan poll question today, by the way, Cowan.com. If you could have one of these quarterbacks moving forward, would you go reigning MVP Patrick Mahomes or soon-to-be MVP Lamar Jackson?
Probably Mahomes, just because of the throwing. I do think that there's an interesting advantage, and I think we saw it in the Patriots game. There's an interesting advantage that Lamar has right now and the Ravens have right now. While the rest of the league is yinging, they're yanging, right? Like, every defense is set up to do what? Stop the pass. Every defense. Every defense is set up to stop the pass. Every offense is set up to pass. And they run, and they run. And they blitz you to death on defense. I love that Ravens team. Lamar is – look, and I don't want to take away from his passing. He is an outstanding passer. But over the long haul, I think that there is a better chance that the league figures out a way to slow down Lamar than figure out a way to slow down Mahomes. Is that fair? I think what Mahomes' talent is very, very difficult.
I agree with you. I mean, I think we both said Mahomes.
And I love Lamar, and I don't think he's, quote, going to be easy to shut down. But there's going to come a time over the course of the next couple years where they're dedicating themselves and they're saying, whatever we do, this guy is not going to kill us by, you know, when it's 3rd and 8 where he can just take off and run and get that first down. And he has become a much, much, much better passer and looks fantastic throwing the ball. But I saw Mahomes throw almost 60 touchdowns, right? So that's a different level of passer. I mean, I think the Ravens have the 27th ranked passing game right now. So, I mean, it's not like he is a much better passer. He has thrown for a lot of touchdowns. He will be the deserving MVP. But it's not like they're passing offense. And I think over the long haul, if you told me I can have a great passing offense, that's going to stand the test of time.
But it sounds like you feel like, Verno, that Baltimore might be the best team in this whole thing. I mean, are you willing to say that?
Well, I don't think there's a question.
So you'd have them in front of San Francisco even?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It beat San Francisco. I watched it. You watched it?
Yeah, I did watch it. San Francisco was pretty impressive in that loss.
That was a mess of a game, too. They played in a driving rainstorm.
It was a mess of a game, but I do think, you know, come play. I think, like I said, at this very moment, they are throwing a curveball at everybody.
Yeah.
Because you have set up your team, you know, now the impetus is upon getting these linebackers and safeties that are, you know, that can, and you know, everybody went to these devastating tight ends there for a while. And, like, what they do is just so different than everybody else. And I do think roster construction has been built to deal with, you know, the teams that really throw it around the yard. And they've got a lot of ways to beat you because they can throw it when they need to, certainly stretch the field. But, my God, their running game is just devastating. How good does Ingram look?
I know.
Like 10 years into his career.
Yeah, I mean, but it's amazing how it affects an NFL running back when a quarterback's a run threat. And you can do some of the zone read stuff. I mean, it's a whole different game.
But doesn't he look like 10 times leaner?
Yeah. He looks like he's trimmed down from New Orleans, yeah.
And he looks way faster to me. I don't know. He just does. He looks faster, and he looks leaner, and he is he's still a great, great runner. By the way, I have not spoken to you guys, unfortunately, since the Iron Bowl.
Uh-huh.
How bad were people on top of Nick?
Probably the worst we've seen.
Really? On top of Saban?
Really? I don't think all – I think there were –
Was this worse than the kick six?
No. Kick six
is... In terms of reaction.
No.
To me, the kick six felt like fluky, right? Like, that's kind of like once in a hundred years.
Yeah.
That kind of thing happens. Whereas this one did not feel as fluky.
Yeah, right? But I think there are Bama fans out there that would say two pick sixes, the 1 second remaining in the first half, a 30-yarder off the upright, 12 men on the field.
We got a lot of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, there were Alabama fans that did believe there was a compilation of fluke.
And the upset Alabama calls we got were more upset at officiating than Nick Saban.
Oh, well, but look, there is no question. I don't know how you guys feel. There's a 100% chance in my mind that if they get that ball back, they go down and score. And he pulled it.
On the fourth down? Yeah.
100%. 100%. They had all the momentum in the world.
Well, they're going to have to score a touchdown because I don't know if they make a kick in that situation.
No, they would have scored a touchdown.
Yeah, you think they drive down to score a touchdown, yeah.
Oh, it takes them 2 seconds. Come on. between Waddle and Ruggs and Judy, I mean, they could get the ball down the field and make a play and score. But he pulled the trick on them. He did.
He did.
And that was just. That's one of those. Those coaches are not going to sleep right for. Oh my God.
You know what's funny about this is I was talking to a friend of mine. I'll be real vague on this, intentionally vague, but a friend of mine that's involved in the NFL. Okay, he's part of the NFL, right? And he's from. You know, he's got some connection to this area, so he keeps up with the Iron Bowl. And we were texting back and forth. And I said, hey, about that play you're talking about, right, Malzahn at the end? And I said, I guess that stuff that's kind of collegiate, you don't have to worry about that in your league. And he said, are you kidding me? That's the exact stuff Belichick does. He said, Belichick's done something. Yeah, I'd forgotten.
He did it against the Cowboys. This is when everybody wanted to fire Garrett and the special teams coach.
Yeah.
This is when Jerry threw the special teams coach. Because not only did they get a delay of game, then they came back out and screwed that up, right? After they had already gotten the delay of game. He just didn't put anybody back.
Yeah.
He didn't run anybody back, and they freaked out. They didn't know what to do.
Yep.
And it was, and he knew they would freak out.
Yeah,
right?
that's what this guy told me. He was like, no, Belichick does that kind of stuff all the time. All the time.
Oh, for sure. Hey, last thing. So do you have some kind of inside source telling you that they're going to call C.J. Anderson and get him off the couch to play in this game on Sunday?
Here's the one thing you got to look at, Verno. People in Las Vegas love playing your Cowboy brand. 90% of the money is on the Rams right now.
Well, the line has also moved.
It has.
Like 4.5 points. I mean, I usually worry about the 90% if it's moved the other way, right?
Yeah, I would feel a lot more comfortable if the Rams were a 3.5 point favorite. Let us get out with a 3-point win.
Yeah, well, I brought up that C.J. Anderson thing. The guy wasn't even in the league last year or this year. Like, there needs to be a documentary on that. He didn't play last year. He came in, ran for like 180 yards in the playoff game against the Cowboys.
Yeah, without C.J. Anderson, you guys win that game.
No, and now he's not in the NFL again.
Yeah.
It's the most depressing. It's literally the most depressing thing ever. They called the guy, brought him off a couch. He ran for 100 million yards in a playoff game, and then he was gone again. He's back to his
couch. I mean, literally might have been the biggest story in the NFL at the end of the season.
That should not be so. You shouldn't be able to get off your couch, win a playoff game, be the man in the playoff game, and then just go right back to your couch. Like,
it's crazy.
Happened.
I know, it's crazy.
What's happening here?
Verno, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. You too.
All right, see ya. That is Chris Vernon from The Ringer. Download and subscribe to his podcast there. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Vernon Show. He was with us on the Michelob Ultra Hotline, a superior light beer with low calories, carbs, and zero fat. Live life to the ultra.